Welcome to the Fill Your House with Books podcast, where we talk about Christian and wholesome children's books and all things family discipleship. Welcome to another episode. I'm really excited to have you all with me. Thank you so much for joining me, talking about all things books and family discipleship. My heart is so passionate about it, and I'm just so excited to connect with all of you guys. So this is the second episode on family devotion books and devotionals that my family has been really blessed with. We shared the first four books in episode number two, so if you have not listened to that yet, then I encourage you to go back and listen to episode number two of the Fill Your House with Books podcast. There were wonderful books in there, a variety of different devotional styles, sort of. And today I have four more books for you guys that I want to introduce to you. Again, every book that I'm going to talk about will also be in the podcast notes. You can also find links in my storefront that I created just so that you can browse through different book categories. You can find all that information on Fill Your House with Books on Instagram and on Facebook. I love to connect with you. If you ever have any questions, feel free to reach out for book recommendations or books you want to recommend to me and share with me. I'm just always super excited to connect with you guys. So the first one I want to share today is Theology by Marty Makowski. Many of you have heard of that one. It's one of the books that I see a lot on social media. I think a main reason is that different homeschool curriculums included. So that's actually how I found out about it. We are using the Playful Pioneers, Jennifer Pepito's resource that we love. She started off with the Peaceful Preschool that we actually also did. We didn't do it as organized or faithfully. We kind of did a little bit here, a little bit there, but now Playful Pioneers we're doing really every day, one day at a time. So we are going through this book, Theology, the second time right now. The first time my daughter was, I believe, five. Now she is seven. Theology is a very well set up book that is different to any other devotional or children's resource that I've really ever held in my hand. So it says, ancient truths, ever new. And so the way it is laid out is it's basically, as you're reading this book, you and your children will gain a very broad understanding of so many things. It is so rich. So it's like, it's 250 pages. So as it says, theology, that's what's in here. So we will learn about the theology of God, including God is in control. God knows all things. God is everywhere. So, and different to some of the books I shared last time around, I shared what your children should know about prayer, I think, or what we should know about prayer. I don't remember the exact title. But that book that I shared in last episode was way less text for each devotional. Not to say one is better than the other. I just want to explain that this book has, for instance, the chapter 3 that's called God Created Everything Out of Nothing at All. There is a lot of very great teaching on each topic. So there's also scripture. There are usually 2 to 3 or even 4 scriptures printed in the book and many others mentioned that you can look up and study with your children. Each topic, each chapter has illustrations with it that are meant to, they're actually very, very intelligently chosen. Like they really are meant to underline the doctrinal description, basically the doctrinal topic. So for instance, when it says God created man and woman in his image, chapter 9, there's a child that looks into a mirror, and then there is there's just so much more, so much in here. So let me read you a little bit more of the table of contents. So there is the theology of sin, the theology of the promise and the law. So this book really explains deeply what it means that the Lord made a promise with his people, the Ten Commandments. And then there's even one chapter called Breaking One Law Breaks the Whole Law. Like, the theology of sin is really explained very, very. So it says, for instance, God gave a way to cover sin is one chapter. And then right after that, the chapter is called Jesus is the Sacrifice We Need. So right after that, we go into a whole category of chapters titled The Theology of Christ. We'll learn about the Holy Spirit in another part, then the adoption into God's family, also the church, the end times, God's word. So you can tell this is very rich. And one thing that I want to definitely highlight is that I also said that in the last episode, that when we read through a devotional resource like this one with our children, and we really have a humble attitude as parents, then we can take so much out of it ourselves. So we should, in other words, we should not ever think, well, this is just a children's book. So I always think of that quote by C.S. Lewis, that a good children's book can be enjoyed no matter how old you are. So I don't know the exact quote. That's my husband. He remembers quotes word by word. I usually remember more of like the content. So maybe 10 years from now, I'll be better. But anyways, the point remains clear that Lewis was encouraging us, a book that is well written can be enjoyed by older people as well, by grown-ups. And so this book is very deep, and it really, really helps me. I was not raised in a home where we did Bible studies like that, or doctrinal studies. So when I read this book, I really take it, every chapter, as something I am learning. I have maybe heard everything in that chapter before, but one thing I'm learning too is how to teach it to my children. So authors like Marcin Makowski, they don't just write down and describe a topic however they feel like, but they are really gifted by the Lord to teach, in this case, to teach children. So to take a truth and to, and that's really a gift, because imagine you take a truth, the Lord entrusts you with something, and you have the responsibility to not change it up or corrupt it. You have to remain biblically sound if you want to do it in a way that honors the Lord. So this is a big responsibility, and I really admire that. Authors who say, I'm going to take this on and I'm going to create a very thorough resource with 250 pages worth of the doctrine of our Christian faith, and I'm going to describe it in a way that children can understand it. He gives a lot of examples, which I really, really appreciate. So I can't even say what I like most, but the whole part on sin. So this is kind of later in the book, after we learned about the sacrifice the Lord made and how we are born with sin. So now this part is called theology of change. And so one chapter is called Sin Isn't in Charge Anymore. And as scriptures, it features Galatians 4 verse 7. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. And so the illustrations on this page are the three crosses on a hill, and then a chain that's been torn. So our bondage from sin has been broken, our bondage to sin. And so, for instance, to read you a couple of lines from this devotional, it's devotional number 45, or I call it devotional because we read it like every day as our morning devotional. It's called Sin Isn't in Charge Anymore. It says, now for those who trust in Jesus, sin isn't in charge anymore, but sin isn't completely destroyed yet either. You've probably already noticed how hard it is to stop wanting your own way and go God's way. But one day Jesus will return to end sin and death forever. So this is just a little part. So each devotional is much longer than that. But he, the author, really makes it a point to talk to children just as if he was sitting at a table with them. That's how I imagine it. And they're just having a conversation, but he does not compromise on the truths of God's word. And he also doesn't take away the terms that we really need. We really need to know what those words are: obedience, spirit, grace, all those terms, new life in Christ, to be born again, sinful ways. I really love that chapter here that we just read called The Holy Spirit Helps Us Fight Against Sin. Really powerful. And I loved it how he started this one off. It says, chapter 49, the Bible describes our struggle with sin as a battle. Whenever we want to do good, evil is right there tempting us to do the wrong thing. Too often, the good things we want to do, we do not do, and the bad things we do not want to do, we keep on doing. This battle continues throughout our lives and doesn't end until we go to be with Jesus in heaven. Until then, the Holy Spirit helps us fight. And again, this is just a small part of this devotional. Very, very powerful. So, age recommendations, again, is not my favorite part to give an age recommendation, because really a good resource like this is going to be life transforming. If we open our hearts to the Lord, anybody, any adult, any teenager will take a lot out of it. I would say, as far as really grasping it, that probably a 6, 7, 8 year old will be good to go. Again, though, sit down with your 10-year-old and you'll get a lot out of it. And also, if you have toddlers at the table, let them listen in. Let them be there. And just the same with a more toddler-ish resource, let the older ones listen in, because they're not too old for the truths of God's word. And they will be blessed by it as well. So this was Theology by Marty Makowski. And I want to mention that there is a second book that he published that has sort of the same layout. I do not own that one yet. It's called Wonderful. And it is based on the Psalms. So I saw pictures of it, and I definitely have it on my wish list, but not for just yet. I will see when I'm going to add this to my family library. You can tell I already have several similar books, so one day at a time. Now I want to introduce you a book called What is God Like? A gorgeous book by Mary Erickson. It is an older one, so it was published in 1990. It's over 30 years old, and let me tell you, it is wonderful. I've never seen anybody else actually share this one, so you need to see pictures of it. We use it as a devotional as well, and basically it just goes through the characteristics of God. We read actually one of those pages this morning, which, let me tell you, the one from this morning was God is like a potter. So you have a beautiful watercolor illustration right there with it. Basically fills up the whole page, and then you have a text, you have a scripture, and you also have the writer, the author of this book, made it also in a very personal way. So for instance, for God is like a potter, of course there's Isaiah 64 verse 8, which says, "Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, you are the potter. We are all the work of your hand." And then she describes what a potter is, what he does. And then she ends it with, "There's no one else exactly like me. Like a potter shaping a vessel, God made me just the way he wanted me to be." Very powerful. I love devotional books or story books that are based on concepts, like to say we're going to talk about the different attributes of God. And the Bible is just so rich in describing the character of God. And so I'm a big fan of having wonderful illustrations. And again, this will be a wonderful book that you can put up during breakfast time, during dinner time, or any time, even just snuggling up on the couch. But let's say you do it during a meal, then put up a cookbook stand, put the book in there, and just have everybody, adults and children, look at that picture as they eat and just take it in as you read it out loud, or somebody else from the table does, and reads this little input on what a potter is and how the Lord is like a potter in our life, and just ponder it and meditate on it. There is no rush with finishing books, quote unquote, and reading through the whole thing. I would really say you open up this one page and you study it and you research it, and you even extend it and make it into a bigger thing. And depending on your children's interests or whatever their ages are, you can say, "Let's all draw a picture." Or of course, the coolest thing, I have not done this yet myself, but maybe even get clay yourself and practice and play around with it. That would be wonderful. Study, even like for older children, you can have them look up some more on what clay is, how all of the scientific details work, and or again, drawing a picture about it is always a great way to do a Charlotte Mason style narration and record what you were learning, what you have learned. You can also, of course, memorize the verse together. So many things. Again, devotional books like this, they're starting points. They're meant to draw you together as a family, may it be you and your children or with your husband at the table. I shared this in the first episode on devotionals, so the Fill Your House with Books podcast episode number 2. I shared this that we have our devotional time. Since I'm a homeschool mom, I have a devotional time every morning over breakfast. My husband is at work, so that's just me and the kids. But we also have something once a week. We've tried different things too. We also have done evening devotion. So really, whatever it is, just do it. Just start implementing this. Some more info on this book. What is God like? This book might only be available used at this point. I'm going to link all the books on the podcast info, podcast description, as well as on Fill Your House with Books on Instagram and Facebook. Go check it out. I also started a storefront so you can find books and categories. So there is God is like a shepherd. Again, the illustration's gorgeous. God is like a refuge. God is like a rock. You can probably hear me turn the pages. It's a very nice, pleasant sound. God is like a guide. God is like a pine tree. I love that. So some of them are more, I guess there will always be things sticking out to you, the mom, from children's devotionals. Things of like, wow, I had not really noticed that as much yet. Like, for instance, God is like a pine tree. There's a verse from Hosea 14, verse 8. I am like a green pine tree. Your fruitfulness, comes from me. And then there's actually wonderful little devotional here saying, quote from the book, many trees lose their leaves every winter and look like they're dead, but not the pine tree. In summer rain or winter snow, the pine tree stays the same. Its needles are always green and its branches are always strong. And so the devotional ends with, God is like a pine tree, living and strong. He supplies what I need all year long. So this is powerful, this is rich, and just like I said in the first episode on devotionals, do not regard it as, this is just a children's book, or this has pictures in it, so my school-age child is too old for it. No, those are the truths of the character of God. They are powerful to discuss with people of any age. You will sit down with grandparents and talk to them like, wow, how is God like a pine tree? How have you experienced God being the supplier in your life? And going into this, and especially truths drawn from nature, how the Lord has revealed himself to us, one of the ways is through nature and his handiwork. It is endless. I think we should really guard our heart from pride in thinking, oh, this is the little children material. God is a shepherd. This is for the little ones. Or Jesus made us the light of the world. This is a children's song. No, those truths are ever profound. And we really have a wonderful opportunity as parents to learn, like Jesus said, be like little children. Which doesn't mean that it ends there. It doesn't mean you cannot study C.S. Lewis in the nighttime or even, you know, read it to your teenagers or read a Bonhoeffer document, biography, or study doctrine, really complicated, rich things at night. I'm just talking to you about the books that are more geared towards children. Bible stories and truths about the Word of God and the character of God, like those devotionals feature, you will never outgrow the content. You will never not be changed by opening your heart to those truths. So that's what I've been noticing, is that is a devotional time for me too. It's not everything I do as a devotional, but it is, I'm learning alongside my children, and how blessed will they be to see that I am enriched by it, that I'm not just reading, yeah, God is a pine tree, you go get that concept, but I'm 20 years older, so I know what, that's just the little stuff, sort of. No, it is very powerful, and if it's a good resource written by a wonderful author and teacher, then this is exactly what you will experience. It's that those truths will be life transforming and powerful for you any age. And it can always be a wonderful conversation starter. So this book also features, I just find it amazing, God is like a king. Beautiful illustration here about this king-queen coronation. Wonderful. Even just the pictures and the verse alone is, I love that, to meditate on that. God is like a gardener. God is like a judge. God is like an eagle. So again, we did this one as a morning devotional. You can read it all in one sitting, of course, it's not going to hurt anyone. I just want to encourage you, try to have those daily moments of exposing your children to the Word of God and to the character of God, and make them hungry and do it yourself. And it helps me with really anything I try to do in my life. It helps me to think, like, start small. You don't have to have a very elaborate project every day from zero to 100% in the matter of, you know, days, but start with establishing this little routine in your life, and you will see that this will go very, very far. God is like an architect. Wonderful. I love that. Also the Bible verse, for Abraham was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. Hebrews 11 verse 10. That's just wonderful. Like, it's really powerful. And then, of course, use it as a starting point to prayer. Let's pray about it. Let's thank the Lord, and let's ask Him to open our eyes to see Him as who He really is. So the character of God, just very powerful. When I was a young believer and I was impacted by lots of teaching and reading books on how important it is to really study what God is like and who I am in Him, the Bible has so much to say about who God is, who I am in Him. And that was really, really life transforming for me to get into. The Bible is so rich. The Word of God is just wonderful and powerful. So the last one I want to introduce to you today is For Such a Time as This by Angie Smith. This is a book I already wrote a full review on Fill Your House with Books on Instagram and Facebook. It is a collection of stories of women from the Bible retold for girls. So this will be specifically for the daughters in your family or for girls you want to gift this to. It's a beautifully illustrated book. So you might have noticed I do care about content. I care that it's biblically sound, but when there's illustrations that are beautiful, this is also a big win for me. So the content is always more important, but I do have to say I wish that illustrations would also be of importance to authors, and they would not, you know, after writing a beautiful book, just settle down for the next best illustrator, but really find somebody who will pour their heart and soul into the illustrations. So this book has a mix of color illustrations as well as black and white sketchwork, and again, it's just gorgeous. So it will really be very enjoyable for you to read. I actually bought this book. You know how there are those, on the first page of the book, there are those little spaces where you can write to and from. I bought this book 2 weeks, trying to count, 2 weeks before I gave birth to our first child. And I actually wrote to our future daughters from mom. So I do not remember where I bought it, but I probably find it at a Christian bookstore and was just amazed. I knew that I would, you know, that I was carrying a girl. It's probably sort of why I bought it. It features so many stories. So there's 40 stories in there. And I can tell you, you will learn, I mean, unless you're really, really familiar with all the details of the Word of God, but I learn a lot of details. So there are not just Eve and Noah's wife, Hagar, Sarah, Rebecca, but there's also Abigail, Bathsheba. There are people that I honestly had not studied much, or, you know, that are just not very prominent in sermons or books, you know, how some women are mentioned often and others just not. So there's Sapphira, Tabitha, Lydia, Priscilla, very, very, very great. So I'm going to open the story of Rebecca. The author titled each story beautifully. So this one is called Steadfast Love, and it's written like a living story. So from her perspective, the one on Rebecca starts like this. Let me read to you from the book. As Rebecca gathered water from the well near her home, she didn't see him watching her, but he had been walking for miles to find her. As Abraham's most trusted servant, he had been sent out to find a wife for Abraham's son Isaac, and he prayed that God would reveal the right woman to bring back to Canaan. And so it's written from her perspective, and you can really put yourself into her shoes. And it's also a quite lengthy story, like it's really detailed. What I really appreciate as well about this book, again, the title is For Such a Time as This by Angie Smith, is at the end of each of those 40 stories, so it's a very good resource, very, very thorough, comprehensive. There is a page, an entire page, dedicated to a part where it says he, me, she. So he talks about the Lord. So in this case, it says the word providence refers to the way God directs all things toward a worthy purpose. So we learn something. May it be a description about the character of God or something the Lord does. Like, for instance, in the story on Esther, for he, it says God is omnipotent. He can do whatever he chooses to do. So there is doctrine as well that we can draw, that we can learn from this Bible story. There's a part, you know, that describes a characteristic, an attribute of the Lord, or something that is in his character. And then me, and again, there'll be pictures on Fill Your House with Books, Instagram and Facebook. The me part is sort of like an application that has to do with the story. So here again, in the story of Rebecca, it says, if we choose to be kind to the people around us, they will notice. More than that, they will want to know the God who has led us to act this way. So it's powerful. It makes us go a little bit deeper and sort of see, okay, what does this story have to do with me? And again, it doesn't end there. Whatever you have on your heart to pour into your children, you share it with them and add it to the book. The book is our resource, is our helper, but we are the main caretakers of our children's souls. So we're grateful for the teachers and the authors and the books themselves, but we ultimately, what we communicate to our children is what counts, and what will transform their hearts is the Lord working on their hearts. And then the third part you will find at the end of each of those 40 Bible stories is a prayer. So it says, Jesus bless, and then a blank to include your daughter's name. So Jesus bless her with the desire and ability to be kind to those you put in her path. Remind her what you have done for her and the way you have cared for the details of her life. And one part as well that I want to mention here to finish up this devotional recommendation is at the end of each chapter, there's also a Hebrew word definition with a memory verse. So here we have, I try to pronounce this. It says, Kihet Set is the Hebrew word for loving kindness. How wonderful. I love word studies. It's amazing to learn about this as well. The memory verse for this story is Genesis 24:40. Quote, the Lord before whom I have walked will send his angel with you and make your journey a success. So altogether, this is going to be a more thorough sit down time. We did that one, I think, for nighttime as well. This might be a little bit much if you have toddlers at the table in one reading. If you have older kids, totally do it over breakfast. But it's a longer story for each devotional, so I would recommend it more like on the couch or for bedtime. Very, very great. There's 40 stories in there. Author Angie Smith, wonderful resource, stories of women from the Bible retold for girls. Again, before that, we talked about What is God Like by Mary Erickson on the character of God and his attributes. And then the first one, or the other one, was the theology book by Marty Makovsky that I shared with you. So this was exciting. I would love to hear what devotional books have impacted your family. What are you blessed with? What books do you like to read with your family? Again, I want to just encourage you guys. The Bible is the most powerful book to read to our children and with our children, and no book would ever, could ever substitute this. And that's why I'm very grateful for authors and teachers that use that God-given gift to teach and instruct and to speak to children and describe the doctrine of the Word of God, to describe the character of God, and to reword Bible stories in a way that children can grasp them better, and ultimately all those resources, the purpose of those resources is to point us, our family, and to help us point our children to the Word of God and to the person of God, that they would meet the Lord at a young age and that they would know what the Lord's plan is for their lives, that they would know who this God is that our family worships. We want to introduce the Lord to our children. We want to introduce them to the Lord. And so books are resources. They help us. They don't do the job for us. But if we have a good book, on the other hand, it will be our friend. And we will, it will go hand in hand with us introducing. Basically what we're doing when we read a book like this is we're inviting this author. We're letting this author come into our house and share from their heart. So these authors, even though we will not know them personally or even their story in many cases, but we can see the fruit of their labor. And I can just assume that those authors that pour their lives out into, you know, writing a children's devotional, children's Bible storybook, they have spoken to children and taught children many times before. They have had many interactions with children, and they're passionate about it. They know what they're doing, and they definitely have a gifting from the Lord. So I'm just grateful for resources like that that are powerful, good, and true, and beautiful, and preparing a feast like that for our children. So be encouraged if you have never read to your children a devotional before, if you haven't even really introduced them to the Lord that you love personally, if you feel like, I don't know where to start, my children are so wiggly at the table, my children don't like books, whenever I read a book they're not really listening to me, they're fidgeting, there's so many topics that come up that I hear moms share what keeps them or why they are not reading to their children. And this is one of the reasons I started the Fill Your House with Books page and podcast, is to encourage you and to reveal to you that the Lord has equipped you, that you have this responsibility and privilege to pour into your children, and that He will use you in a mighty way in the lives of your children. And so I want to encourage you today. Pick up a book, snuggle up with your children, let the books do the teaching, and you use those good books as a starting point for conversation starters. Remember that reading is one thing, but the conversations that come out of it, the questions children ask, and the topics that are touched in their hearts as we read to them, as we address doctrine, as we talk about sin, like Theology by Makovsky. He describes what sin is, what it means to be born again. This is powerful. This is powerful content that we don't just want to read and like fill a bucket and leave it there, even though it is the Lord's job to ultimately move their hearts. But we want to just say, I'm available. I'm here. I have time. We want to look into their eyes and make them know and let them know that we are available if they ever needed us to pray with them, if they ever wanted to confess to us. We want them to know that we are far from perfect and that we are just like them, next to them, on this journey with the Lord, and that we are learning day by day just the same, that we also have struggles, that we also have this fight against sin. We don't want them to feel like we are preaching to you from a stand of, I have arrived, but you have not. You are the child, but I am the grown-up. But rather like, I'm your support. And yes, I have more experience, and I am older in many ways, but I know what it's like to be in your shoes, and I want to help you walk as a little Christian. I want to introduce to you this Lord that we have the privilege to follow, this Lord that has redeemed us from sin, and this God that's going to reveal to us sin in our lives so we can surrender it and equip us so we can be missionaries in our own world and share with the world that they desperately need a Savior and that they'll never be satisfied before they surrender their life to the Lord and let Him and throw their life on Him and let Him transform their lives and take their sin away. This is powerful truth. It's life or death topics that we're discussing just between our little four walls, right, in our little homes. And so you are shaping souls of eternal value. And I want to encourage you. The Lord will equip you. Seek Him in all those things. Seek Him. Be encouraged. Reach out to friends who are doing the same thing, who desire to parent and disciple their children. Reach out and say you need help and just let them know you're there and encourage others where you feel like they really need support. You are not alone and you are doing the right thing. And the Lord is the one that will lead you and guide your steps. Thank you so much for listening in today. I'm really excited to continue on this journey, talking books and family discipleship with you all. I would love to hear back from you. So if you are able to leave a review or to share this podcast with your friends, if it has been an encouragement to you, please do so. You can find me and reach out to me on Fill Your House with Books, Instagram and Facebook, as well as here, this podcast. I'm really grateful that you listened in and I bless you. You are fighting the good fight there. You are in your family. You are a warrior. Moms, you are definitely there fighting a spiritual battle. And you are taking steps in the right direction, discipling your children. It's powerful and it has eternal value. Don't ever forget that. Be encouraged today. Grace and peace. Bye-bye.